Hello and welcome to another Tampa Bay Lightning show on the FL Teams podcast YouTube channel. My name is Zach Milliron, and Lightning fans, we are about to embark on the first week of preseason hockey games. The Lightning will play four games this upcoming week. Their preseason opener is Tuesday at the Carolina Hurricanes. Then the Lightning will return home on Wednesday to face the Carolina Hurricanes. Thursday, they'll play at home against the Nashville Predators before going up to Nashville on Friday to face the Nashville Predators. So four games in 4 days. And, training camp is underway. And really, in this episode, we're just going to talk a lot about actual hockey. I know in a lot of the earlier episodes, we talked about, oh, how good is this team and that team and what we might see. Well, now, the skates are on the ice. The pucks are being shot, and we have actual hockey to talk about, especially with the preseason game starting. So, first off, training camp began this week. Lightning came in Wednesday, and practice started Thursday, Friday. And just a couple things right off the bat, John Cooper, one of his comments that really stuck out to me was he said that he's basically has never seen this team hungrier than what they are now. And that's huge. You know, coming off of losing the Stanley Cup, how hungry would this team be? Coupled with Steven Stamkos coming out and saying basically that he's still pissed off about losing to Colorado. Those comments alone, as Lightning fans, everybody should be really excited about what the Lightning want to do this year. I think the Lightning are going to be on a mission. I think they are going to really want to get back. And I know that sounds like common sense. Yeah, of course they want to get back to the Stanley Cup, Zach. But it's one thing to want to do it and to say to do it and to be able to do it. And I think the Lightning, Steven Stamkos also added as the captain saying, the core might be a little older, but, they're basically still ready to go. And they got after it hard, even in the first practice, sometimes a team, John Cooper said, would come out slow to start training camp practice, but, the Lightning came out blazing, and they said they had a great practice, which is always good. So definitely a lot to look forward to going into these first week of preseason games. I wanted to take a look at the roster, though, the preseason roster, as far as who's in training camp, and what guys we might see really want to step up and try to get a role with this team. We know we have the cores of the Braden Points, the Steven Stamkos, Pat Maroon, Ross Colton, even Anthony Cirelli and Bogosian, which will be out, the first couple months of the season with the shoulder surgery. So what young players might be able to grab a spot? And right off the bat, you look at Alex Barry-Belay. When we look at forwards, Alex Barry-Belay, he's played a little bit with the Lightning. He's had great numbers in Syracuse. He's definitely going to be a guy that Lightning fans will look out for in preseason action. A lot of times people say preseason hockey's so boring. There's not a lot to watch. But I'm telling you, this year with the Lightning, there's actually a lot of guys that are trying to get that opening, the opening night roster spot, especially with Cirelli and Bogosian starting on long-term injury list. So guys like Alex Barry-Belay, Pierre-Edward Belmar, those are two forwards right there that Lightning fans really want to pay attention to during the preseason. Lucas Edmonds, the draft pick of 2022, is in training camp, but he might see some preseason action, but obviously not going to make the opening night roster. But it's still cool to kind of see him. You also have guys like, Pierre-Cedric Labré, another one of those guys that could potentially, have some playing time this year. Jamel Smith, he's had a couple games here and there with the Lightning. So definitely, just talking about forwards, Grant Mismatch, He sustained an injury during the prospect camp tournament, but he should be good to go. He was a guy that they got in the trade with the Nashville Predators when they traded Ryan McDonough. So, you know, definitely a couple names to look for. You know, obviously guys like Steven Stamkos, Nick Paul, Braden Point, Nikita Kucherov, they're probably not going to play big minutes in the preseason. They're going to play a couple shifts and a couple games here and there. Also because the NHL has a rule that you have to dress a certain amount of starters per game, unlike NFL preseason. So, you know, Lightning fans will have that going for them. Usually in years past, the Lightning had an A team and a B team, and they'd flip-flop, especially with having 4 games in 4 days. So there's a good chance that the Lightning will be playing some starters, especially in the first week of preseason, which is always great to see. But even going deeper than those guys that I mentioned, you know, guys that they've traded for, Nick Paul and Brandon Hagel, you know, they have a chance to have a full training camp, something that, you know, they didn't get to do coming in as mid-season acquisitions. And that's definitely a huge for them, I think, going into this year. You know, it's hard to learn a brand new system on the fly. And they did a tremendous job at it last year, and they were big contributors. But having it to be able to slow it down for a couple weeks with preseason action and practice and training camp, to really dive into the intangibles of what kind of system John Cooper wants to play, I think it's going to be huge for those guys, and it's only going to help them contribute more this season. Another guy that I think is, you know, he's had some big goals for the Lightning. He's definitely a fan favorite, but definitely a guy he's going in the last year of his contract, Ross Colton. I think he's a guy that, you know, his roster spot isn't in jeopardy, but definitely a guy that I think will see more preseason minutes than, say, obviously a Nikita Kucherov kind of player. You have Vladimir Nemestikov coming back. So it would be interesting to see what line he integrates going forward with training camp and with preseason action. Do they pair him with Nikita Kucherov and Stamkos? You know, or is he on more of a third, fourth line with a Pat Maroon and a Perry? So, you know, all very interesting things as Lightning fans that you can really look at during preseason action. And obviously, I'll be breaking it down here on FL Teams. You can follow the Tampa Bay Lightning through flteams.com, FL Teams YouTube, FL Teams on Apple Podcasts, FL Teams on Twitter and Facebook. We'd love always to hear your comments and input. What players do you think, as far as the forwards, that you think have a chance to earn a roster spot, especially early on while Anthony Cirelli is out due to the shoulder surgery? You know, what players do you think might step up more, especially some of those young guys that have spent a lot of time in Syracuse? As we go forward to the defensemen, obviously Zach Bogosian is on the training camp roster, but he will miss some time with a shoulder surgery as well. You know, one thing to look at this year, you know, with Ryan McDonough being traded to Nashville, you know, who's going to step up? You know, Victor Hedman's getting a little older, and I'll tell you what, the guy that's going to step up is Mikhail Sergachev. You know, he signed that big long-term 8-year deal. I could even see Mikhail Sergachev getting a little bit more minutes this year. I'm sorry, a lot more minutes. I could see him getting a little more minutes, actually, than Victor Hedman, only because Victor Hedman has played a lot of hockey. And I'll get to that in a little bit just as a team. But, you know, Mikhail Sergachev, you also have Philippe Myers coming over from the Nashville trade for McDonough, so they got him. You have another guy in Ian Cole that's coming over from the Carolina Hurricanes. He's also played with the Pittsburgh Penguins. You know, just a guy that you know what you're going to get. He's nothing splashy, but he's going to be a pretty solid defenseman, physical in nature. Then you also have a young guy like Cal Foote. You know, Cal Foote, we thought we'd see break out a little bit more, and he wasn't played a lot last year. So Devlin Cal Foote, this is a huge training camp and a preseason for him because he's given a couple opportunities, and it'll be interesting to see if he can, you know, really come into form and earn a spot. You also have a guy that's had a couple minutes, games with the Lightning here and there with Darren Radish. He's played a couple games with the Lightning. Daniel Walcott. So some young defensemen that definitely are going to be battling for some of those spots, especially with Zach Bogosian being out to start the year, and now Ryan McDonough being traded. That opens up a slot as well in a lot of minutes. So obviously a lot to see there. When it comes to goaltending, we know that Andre Vasilevskiy is the clear starter. We also know that Brian Elliott is the serviceable backup. But what happens if Brian Elliott got hurt? Or what happens if Ono, Andre Vasilevskiy missed games with an injury? Who's like that goalie in the shadows, in the prospect pipeline that's going to be able to step up? Is it going to be Hugo Alafelt, who played in the prospect tournament? And, you know, he played a great game the first game. He only let in 2 goals. Other games, you know, suspect. You also have Maxime Lagasse, Jack LaFontaine, guys like that, that could step up. As who's that goalie waiting in Syracuse? You know, if something happened to both the Lightning's goalies, who's that goalie stepping up? You never know when you're going to have a rash of injuries at one position, and it's always good to know who you have waiting in the prospect wings. So, you know, speaking of Andre Vasilevskiy and the Lightning core and team as a whole, you know, Andre Vasilevskiy and the Lightning have played a lot of games the last couple of years. If you look at, you know, the COVID year with the bubble and the late playoffs, and then season starting last year, not having much of an offseason, and then going all the way through the Stanley Cup Finals and winning it in 2021, and then having a short offseason again, and then playing all the way to the Stanley Cup Game 6 this past year, Lightning have played a lot of hockey games. Andre Vasilevskiy especially. Andre Vasilevskiy does not like to take games off. He doesn't like to take long periods of rest. But I think the Lightning staff are going to really try to not necessarily limit his starts, but I think, you know, definitely have that load management where he does get to have some games off, because they have to keep him fresh, especially for down the stretch. You notice last year maybe he was a little tired going down the stretch. You know, there was whisperings of that. Definitely something that the Lightning want to make sure does not happen. So what goalies, you know, you have Brian Elliott that can start. I said it during one of the shows that I did when we were looking at the schedule with 14 back-to-back games. I think Brian Elliott at least starts half of those. And overall, we could see Brian Elliott starting maybe 20 games out of the 82 this year. So, you know, Brian Elliott will definitely get some preseason games under his belt, which is always good to see. It's always good to see what you have, especially, you know, just overall. You know, the Lightning, eventually, they're going to have to add to this core with prospects that they have in their system. So preseason is a great chance as fans to see who the Lightning have and how far they are from possibly being NHL-ready players. So a lot to be exciting about. All I know is we have live NHL hockey this week with the Tampa Bay Lightning going up to Raleigh, North Carolina to play the Carolina Hurricanes on Tuesday. And then we got the games at Amalie Arena Wednesday, Thursday, and then up in Nashville on Friday. So a great slate of preseason action for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Obviously, you know, after that, the Lightning will have about 5 days off, and then we'll have 2 games with the Florida Panthers, one in Sunrise, one at home at Amalie Arena, and then it is go time, guys. We are literally about 2 weeks away from real NHL regular season hockey in Madison Square Garden, October 11th against New York Rangers. And we're ecstatic about it. The Lightning are hungry. You know, there's no hangover from losing Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals to Colorado. And I think it's going to be an extremely exciting year, and I can't wait to bring you all of the exciting action here on FL Teams. We talked about in previous episodes how we think the Atlantic Division is going to be absolutely loaded. There's going to be, every night it's going to be a battle. And I think Lightning are going to have a training camp ready for that. And, you know, I know that people say preseason games don't count. They absolutely don't. But I think that it's good for the Lightning to see what they have, because they're going to need people. You saw last year they got injuries and they had to rely on people. You know, Kucherov might go down for a week. Braden Point, Stamkos. So you're going to need these guys in Syracuse to come up from the minor leagues and step up. And so preseason is a great chance for John Cooper and the coaching staff to see really what they have to work with, what's in the cupboard if they need it. So I'm excited about preseason, and you should be too. So a couple of things from around the NHL. You know, we talked about in the last episode about 30th anniversary of Lightning Hockey. Lightning released a lot of stuff relating to that. They still haven't necessarily released what jersey they're going to have, but they did release the patch, which had the 30 with the lightning bolt in the zero, which was really cool. There was a rumors, and I had talked about it in an article actually over the summer, that they're going to bring back the old Storm jerseys as their you know, reverse retro look, that all teams are going to have a reverse retro jersey this year. And there's rumors that that's going to be the Tampa Bay Lightning's reverse retro. So we'll just have to see when they release it. I'm sure they'll be doing it soon, as the season starts pretty soon. You know, around the league, you have one of the previous Lightning coaches. You might have heard of him, John Tortorella. He won the Stanley Cup with the Lightning back in 2004. He's with the Philadelphia Flyers, and he basically said that their team needs a lot of work, which I found really funny. You know, he came out and basically said there were no leaders, and they had a lot of off-the-ice drama and issues. And, you know, his training camps are known to be brutally tough. So, you know, there's just been a lot of images coming out with the Philadelphia Flyers training camp, with those guys skating a lot and really having a hard time. And so, and that's the Lightning's first home game is against Philadelphia Flyers. So definitely a team, you know, that, you know, as Lightning fans, you know, going into the season, the Philadelphia Flyers are not supposed to be very good, but they're going to be very physical. John Tortorella is going to bring that physical nature, similar to how they were at the Columbus Blue Jackets. You know, one of the national podcasters I was listening to on, he was funny because he was saying, you know, Philadelphia Flyers might not have a lot of skill this year, but it's going to be one of the hardest teams for people to play because their motto is going to be, the referees can't call all the penalties. So they're going to be rough and tough, cross-checking, definitely a team that's going to bring that toughness and tenacity that the Lightning are going to have to be ready for. You know, I think definitely a home opener opponent that's going to bring it, and that'll be exciting. We'll talk about it, obviously, in the next couple weeks as we get closer to it. One of the comments, though, that Julian Breezebrough, the GM of the Lightning, made about, you know, salary cap really hasn't gone up the last couple years due to the whole COVID thing, and they've had a flat cap, and that's what caused GM of the Lightning to not be able to sign Andre Palat and had to trade away Ryan McDonough, and in previous year, you know, they couldn't re-sign Carter Verhaeghe, who's now with the Florida Panthers, and he talked about how parity in the league has never been higher, and that just goes to that is an example of why there are so many supposedly really good teams with a lot of star power this year. You know, we've talked about it. We've talked about how Ottawa, you know, did a lot during the offseason, and you still have Toronto and the Florida Panthers, and, you know, Detroit Red Wings have gone out and signed a lot of talent. They're going to be a lot better. You know, you have the Boston Bruins getting the band back together, all stuff that we've talked about. You know, the Metro Division, you have the Rangers and the Washington Capitals and Pittsburgh Penguins and, you know, New Jersey Devils even with a lot of young talent. And, you know, it's just going to be a really exciting year in the Eastern Conference and the Atlantic Division as a whole. In fact, I can't remember, you know, last year, the team in the Atlantic that finished out of the playoff spot was about over 20 points behind. By February, you know, you knew who was going to make the playoffs, basically, in the Eastern Conference, and especially in the Atlantic Division. This year, I don't think it's going to be like that. I think that, you know, teams like Tampa, Toronto, Florida, they're still going to have great years, but they might have a lot less, they might have some less point totals, because I think other teams are going to be more competitive, and that just goes to show you the parity of the league. But we'll be here on FL Teams to break it all down. And I hope you're as excited for Tampa Bay Lightning hockey season as we are. Again, stay locked in on FLTeams.com, FL Teams Apple Podcasts, FL Teams YouTube, FL Teams Facebook and Twitter. We'd love to hear your comments on how you think the Lightning's hockey season is going to go. And what players are you looking forward to seeing in preseason action? You know, obviously, everybody wants to see a healthy Braden Point skating around, but what young guys out of the Andre Barley Ballette and, you know, different guys that I mentioned, is it a Daniel Walcott on defense, a Darren Radish on defense? Do you want to see how Fleet Myers on defense? He came over in the Nashville trade, or Ian Cole, newcomer from Carolina. You know, what players are you really looking forward to seeing in preseason action? And we'd love to hear that, and we always look forward to your comments on FL Teams. Until then, I'm Zach Milline for FL Teams, covering the Tampa Bay Lightning and the NHL. Stay locked into our coverage, and go Lightning!